what the world is craving, needing, and yearning for is us, our vision, our heart, our feminine leadership, our ability to bring beauty into the world and to uplift in the way that only we can. So I'm not going to hold back. I don't want you to hold back. I'm going to share with you today a bit of my own personal path and journey. I want to hear about yours as well, because what I know for sure is what is most personal is most universal. You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now. Hi, I am so thrilled you're here for the very first ever Divine Living Podcast episode. For years, I have craved a place where we could gather and be in conversation and talk about the real stuff behind the scenes for women like us, from what's really going on in business and how are we really getting the successes and how do we pick ourselves up again and brush ourselves off after feeling failure or rejection or things not turning out the way that we've desired them to. And also, like, where's the vortex for our really, really big dreams so we don't have to feel shy about thinking like we look like we're too much or going for it in too big of a way? So I think that I've started this podcast for you and for me and for our community. I remember when I, years ago, started my Divine Living radio show, and I woke up, it was a Monday, and I was feeling depressed. And I said, you know what? I've got the tools to get out of this. I need to get out of this. And the way that I was going to get out of it was being in service. And I remember at the time, the device I used had to activate two phones, and I didn't know if anyone would even show up for it. And I just declared I was going to do the show 5 o'clock that Monday night. And I dialed in and had to put my cell phone underneath the pillow on my couch on one end and use another phone to activate the system. And I remember I just started that night, and I didn't know if anyone would show up. And I really was speaking to myself. I was talking about the message that I needed to hear. And what I know is that what's most personal is most universal. And I think that there were about 10 or 12 other beautiful souls listening to the show that night, and it grew and it grew. And this is the next level, the next step of what was started so many years ago. And I just couldn't be more excited to bring to you for those of you who've been around for a while, the next level, next version of Gina DeVee and where I'm at on my own journey. And for those of you that are brand new, like, what a joy to meet you and to connect with you. And what I want you to know is this is our show. I want to hear from you. I'm going to be reading your DMs. I'm going to be taking callers. I'll bring on guests and I'll do solo casts too. This is our journey. There never has been a better time to be a woman on this planet. And I firmly believe that the age of queen is now. This world needs you. It needs us. It needs feminine leadership. It needs beauty. It needs innovation. It needs vision. It needs all the things that come from the empowered feminine. And we'll mix in the masculine too, because I do love that element that is in all of us. The masculine and the feminine is within both male and female. And this is going to be a place where we get to totally thrive and look at whatever is necessary for us to be living our epic lives. Because if there is one thing I am obsessed with, it is that every woman like us knows about our worth, our power, our capabilities, and having the connection with infinite possibilities with God and spirit in the universe. And so it is just such a treat to have this time to be here with you, Today, I want to share with you a bit about my own journey so you know who I am and what I have been through, and you'll very likely find a lot of your own story in mine. And then moving forward, you're going to hear from my friends, you're going to hear about my own journey, and it's going to include all things spiritual, entrepreneurial, career-related, relationship-wise, lifestyle, self-care, and ultimately all things queenhood. Here we are, my very first podcast episode. Finally, I have had so many friends tell me, Jeannie, you got to start a podcast, and clients ask for it. And even myself saying, it's time, it's time. And for whatever reason, today is the day that it is being brought out into the world. And I am so, so delighted you're here. I think the real reason why I am so lit up about this Divine Living podcast is I've been craving a place for women like us to be in deep conversation about all of the things that we care about, that we're excited about, and also the deeper stuff that we're afraid of. I'm a former psychotherapist. I have a master's degree in clinical psychology. It's really where I got my start. I started this career because I was obsessed with helping people transform their lives. I also needed a bit of transformation in my own life, as I was $75,000 in debt and living off of $24,000 a year. And also at the age of 30 years old, still living with my parents in the suburbs of Detroit. So you could say that it was a transformation with a capital T that was needed. And what I know is that I just felt like this ordinary woman that had a bigger dream and always knew that somehow I was destined to live the bigger life, even though at the time my life did not feel very big at all. It felt meaningful, and I was very grateful for my education and grateful for the field of psychology and so deeply grateful for my clients who gave me a front row seat into their lives week after week, and was just feeling very blessed that I got to witness these miracles that would go on in people's lives. And I really craved a miracle in my own life. I've loved spirituality and personal development and the deep, meaningful subjects. And I have also always had a flair for the finer things in life, or at least a desire for them, and loved all things lifestyle, food, fashion, travel. And I wanted it all. I wanted to experience it all. I wanted to have it all. I wanted to thrive with other women who wanted the same. And at this time, we're talking kind of late 90s here, those camps were pretty separate. You were either spiritual and deep and meaningful, or you were like materialistic and shallow and had a bunch of money. And I'm really like so grateful that those two worlds have come together in a way where no longer do we have to choose between being financially abundant and spiritual, or being in business and having a great lifestyle. It's all really come together. And that's what Divine Living ultimately is about to me. It's having a meaningful career and a luxurious lifestyle, and all of what the richness of success in both of those categories mean. And what I mean by that is Divine Living is a place for us to have our big dreams in every area of our life, not be held back, and yet be really authentic and vulnerable about sharing where we are feeling broken, or where we aren't feeling enough, or what our fears and worries are while we're going for these bigger, deeper desires. So I'm going to be sharing and challenging myself to reveal all and share with you my journey, what I've been through or what I might be going through in the present. And I'm also going to be bringing on my very queenly friends who are going to share their tips and strategies and journey as well. And ultimately, though, I want you to know this is our show, you and me, the place for us to come and be in conversation. So I'm going to make sure that there's times for call in or places for you to reach out where I can be reading your DMs and your letters and really, really know what's going on with you. Because one thing I know for sure, one of my superpowers is true, long-lasting, and deep transformation. I am willing to do whatever it takes to transform any area in my life that I'm lit up about. I've done it with my money story. I've done it with my man story. I've done it with my mother story. I've done it with clients, with team, with, and currently at the time of this recording, I am in a body transformation story. It's just, it's so exciting to me to know that no matter where we feel weak or broken or inept or like we've tried it 1,000 times and it's never going to get better, knowing that truly and the weak will become strong, meaning the weakest areas in our lives can actually become the strongest areas. And I think that's what keeps me driven and keeps me thriving and keeps me yearning for the next level, because it's all available to all of us. And when we really learn these keys to living an abundant, healed, confident life, literally anything is possible. Like, it's all possible. And that's what I'm really excited to bring to this conversation. I think that for too long, women like us, we have been held back. We have been told a story that we aren't good enough, that we can't do it, that the big life is for someone else. And I know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that none of that is true, that the age of queen is now, and that never in the history of the world has there been a better time to be a woman, because what the world is craving, needing, and yearning for is us, our vision, our heart, our feminine leadership, our ability to bring beauty into the world and to uplift in the way that only we can. So I'm not going to hold back. I don't want you to hold back. I'm going to share with you today a bit of my own personal path and journey. And I want to hear about yours as well, because what I know for sure is what is most personal is most universal. So let's see, where should we begin? I'll start with my career journey. So in my 20s, like I mentioned, I have a master's degree in clinical psychology, and I became a psychotherapist because I wanted to help people. And I did that. I did it for 1.5 years. And I did it from a place of real richness and abundance and power and passion. And also in other areas, real brokenness and, I don't know, there's a real lack of development. So my education was great. I was trained in humanistic and clinical psychology, which is very much about being in, being with, and being for the client. My whole life, I was brought up in a Christian household. So I've had a relationship with God my entire life. And I really was able to see when I incorporated spirituality and psychology into my sessions, people receive miraculous transformation. We are created body, mind, and spirit. And when we really work all of those areas, real healing can and does take place. So that was all illuminating and fascinating and rewarding. And at the same time, I was living off of $24,000 a year. I had not super high self-esteem. I had next to no wealth consciousness, only offered basically sliding scale rates and that sort of thing. I was $75,000 in debt from credit cards and school loans and all the other things. And I was 30 years old and still living at home with my parents in the suburbs of Detroit. So it's like I had this like thriving career when I would go into the office and like delve deep into the inner worlds and secret hurts and big desires of my clients and see this miraculous transformation take place. And then I would go home and, you know, watch Entertainment Tonight and didn't have many friends, didn't have a boyfriend, like just didn't have finances to do anything. And so it was a very lopsided, almost very compartmentalized time in my life. And I finally had to admit that I wanted something more. And this was the late 90s. So at that time, I didn't really know what else was possible. I just knew that I was meant for a bigger life. The helping healing arts was sort of all I knew. So I didn't know what other career I could have. But this definitely was leading me to burnout and fast. And I had only been doing this for about 1.5 years. And then thankfully, I, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears, and Tony Robbins came on the scene for me. And I started hearing about life coaching and human potential and that anything was possible. And this was kind of interesting to me, but I hadn't yet gotten that all of that was for a woman like me. Because all I had ever known, my parents were school teachers, and so we weren't rich, we weren't poor growing up. It was all about paycheck to paycheck and stretching a dollar. And I didn't really know anybody who didn't worry about money or finances or was at least stressed out about it. And the more I would listen to Tony Robbins and his Hour of Power and his different cassettes and then later CDs, I was like, wait a minute, maybe this does include me. Maybe this could be for me too. And I became very interested in life coaching and I started studying life coaching. So I ended up wrapping up life in Detroit and my profession as a psychotherapist and scrounged together a few quarters and moved to California where I was going to become a life coach, which was its own journey in and of itself. And that was very exciting until I realized that when you became a life coach, you became an entrepreneur and I didn't know anything about business, making money, getting clients, any of it. So it was a definite struggle at the beginning. I was basically begging people to do $25 life coaching sessions with me. But again, when you don't give up and you persevere and you believe in the dream, even when you don't know how to get there, the resources show up. And especially when you add prayer into the mix, the miracles do happen. And I was so grateful to be led to mentor after mentor who showed me the next step and the next way. I met other life coaches who were charging more than $25 an hour, and they showed me how to create packages. And I met people who were really great at internet marketing and how I could start to get the word out online. And it wasn't always about going to old school networking meetings and that sort of thing. And sort of slowly but surely, clients started to come and I started to make more money and I started to have a life and I started to become an industry leader. And over the journey of this podcast, I'll share more of the very specific stories, but one thing did lead to the next. And probably the first biggest piece was I made a decision that changed my life. And I made a decision when I only had $60 in my bank account and no known clients coming in, I made the decision that I would never again struggle financially. And a decision means to cut. And I didn't know how. I just knew that I was so done with being in fear about not making money and waking up every day saying, how can I make money? And where's my next client? It was such an old, boring story to me. I also realized that when I was in struggle, I was naturally self-obsessed. I just had to only be thinking about me. And that is not what I came to this planet for. I came to this planet to give and to contribute and to be generous, but you can't give what you don't have. And so when I made this decision that I was never going to again struggle financially, something in me shifted, like deeply, because I always really, 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 really wanted to make more money, but I never made it a must. So on some level, I was actually unconsciously available for the struggle. And when I made it a must, I remember thinking, I'm going to pretend that this is going to be like learning French fluently. I don't care how long it takes, but I know that if I study it and I go after it and I don't give up and I persevere, I will, like anybody can learn how to speak French fluently. And that's what I decided to do with money. No longer was it a want, it became a must. And everything that I have transformed in my life had that shift happen. I remember when I became unavailable to date any longer, it became a must for me to attract my soulmate. And boom, 10 days later, that's exactly what happened. And the stories can go on. And what I know for sure is that as we wake up to our own willingness to struggle, and we become unavailable for that struggle, and we turn any of our wants, whatever they are, into a must, every single time I've seen that transformation take place. And it's such a delight and joy and honor to have this, for me, spiritual faith that my good is coming to me, that I'm meant for greatness, that that's who I was created to be. And then also psychologically, the things that I've learned over the years, and I'll be sharing more in future episodes, things like about neuroplasticity and neurological pathways that we literally can train our brains for success. and what we think and talk about becomes our reality. So I'm not saying that I don't get triggered, because I do. I'm not saying that I don't get tripped up, because I do. But today I can catch it faster because I've learned these tools to know that absolutely anything I desire, it's meant for me and it's possible. And that's what I want to share with you too. Your big dreams, your vision, your desires, it's all meant for you. That those hopes and dreams, they weren't placed in you to just taunt you or to watch you watch other people manifest them. They are meant for you. That is what divine living is all about. That's what living the epic life is all about. And the reason why I'm so obsessed with it is the first section of my book, like that the epic life is meant for you. So if you haven't checked out The Audacity to Be Queen, definitely go do that, because all of the substance of what I'll be sharing here on the podcast, it's all in that book as well. And the general notion is everything is happening for us, not to us. Absolutely everything. No matter how anxious they might make us feel, no matter how depressed, no matter how rejected, no matter how hurt, no matter how frustrating, or even how chronic it might seem, knowing that every single thing that's happening in your life is happening for you, not to you, gives you the power and the ability to turn any situation around and 100% use it for your good. That's really exciting to me, because when we can catch these lower vibrational thoughts or fears or feelings and just use it to propel us into a higher level, use it to propel us into healing, use it to propel us into greater love and confidence and compassion and empathy even, whew, we get really great at being queens. And I believe that being a queen is about being the best version of you. We've all been given so much wisdom, so much power, so much strength, so much ability to make a difference in this very hurting world. And anytime I can access that inner queen within me and choose better, choose higher, it makes life just that much sweeter and that much better. And so I'm going to be sharing along the way these tips and what I have done to go from being that broke, struggling psychotherapist to now today having a global women's empowerment brand that I'm very proud of, and having gone from begging super not ideal clients to do a $25 life coaching session with me to literally having just the world's most amazing clients in from over 100 countries, and had the honor and privilege of working with thousands and thousands of women. And I also today have an amazing community of friends that I didn't have at the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey. I think at the beginning, I was so focused on business structures and getting clients and transforming my money story. I let that be a fairly isolating process. And much more recently, I've opened myself up to greater levels of love and joy. And I often ask myself the question, Gina, how good are you willing to let life get? Like, how good are you willing to let life get? And when I ask that question, it drops all the old stories of like, oh, I don't have time for friends, or I don't know, things women are interested in, I'm not interested in that stuff. Because I have challenged myself to really take a deep and honest look at, if anything were possible, what would light me up? What am I interested in? And when I asked that at the beginning of my career, I would start to discover the most joyful and pleasurable ways to make money. And then I attracted amazing clients and amazing team members. And then the next level was amazing friends and loving where I live, an amazing lifestyle. So we're really going to be going for every area of your life. And I don't want that to sound like a chore or like, oh my gosh, that's so much work. I'm a Capricorn, so I tend to take on one issue at a time, and I do it, and I do it well, and I do it thoroughly, and I rise to the top with it, and then I take on the next and the next. So it's actually a really graceful unfolding. It's actually a really joyful process, and it's just an exquisite blessing. If you're listening to this, chances are, no matter what you've been through in your life, no matter what frustrations or struggles you're going through right now, like what an honor to be able to study you, to take a look at your deepest desires and cultivate the skill set to actually manifest it. I mean, it's amazing. And I think it's really, it's why we're here. It's what makes life worth living, to become confident, comfortable in our skin, be crystal clear on our purpose, and not just get great at divine working, but I'm going to make sure that you really know what divine living is. I've got so many clients and super successful friends that have created their identity around just working and success in terms of professional success and making money. And those things are great and they're important. And it costs a lot of money to be a queen. So it's great that you are working on your money-making abilities. And I want to make sure that you know all about how to dance in the joys of life. Everything from self-care to spiritual connection to whatever your interests are. If they align with mine, with food, fashion, and travel, we're going to get along really well. But I think that there's just an element of getting great at living too that really defines a queen. So that's a little bit about my story. That's a little bit about my journey. And what I want to leave you with today is the reminder that the epic life is meant for you. So I know that we've all been through a lot. And one of the things that I am challenging myself to do is to start dreaming again, like start dreaming in really, really big ways. Because I think that sometimes we can get caught in this cycle of playing not to lose versus really playing to win, really opening up to those big dreams we had inside of us when we were little girls, really opening up to spiritual connection and knowing that whatever your biggest dreams are, whatever your boldest fantasy is, God and spirit and the universe have even so much more waiting for you, so much more. But we've got to do our part of opening up, of saying yes, at getting great at receiving. So starting from this place of vision, just kind of like prying open some of those areas of our mind that have gotten clamped down, that this is the way it is, or that's going to be hard, or well, that's going to take a long time, or it was possible for so-and-so because none of that. None of that is the language for us queens. We are only going to train ourselves to communicate like a queen, which is all about speaking the truth. And the truth is based in love. There is only love or fear. So if we choose words of the vibration that are based in truth, we are only going to be asking questions about how can it happen? What is possible? What would happen if I did say yes, started your own podcast, the book, the business, the set up your online profile for dating again. Like, what would happen if you really went for your biggest dreams in the biggest way? You don't even have to start doing it yet. That's for future episodes. Today, I want you to get into what's the biggest vision you could dream of over even just the next 90 days? Like, not what's practical, not even what's probable, and not what's in the future and 5 years down the road. In the next 90 days, if you could dream up the miracle, what would that be? What does that look like? What would it feel like for you? So let's take a look. The other thing I didn't tell you is this podcast is going to be filled with lots of prayers and meditations as well. And let's just close today with a prayerful meditation on the epic life for you. Dear God, we open up to the truth. We open ourselves up to being shown our destiny. We pray and we ask for any of the ways that we are thinking small, that we are in fear, that we are allowing ourselves to be distracted, that they would dissolve in your love. And in this moment, we realign and anchor in to who you created us to be. And we ask that our next steps be revealed to us. How is my life meant to be used in the biggest way possible? In what way could I be the greatest blessing or shine a light in the lives of others? If it were possible, what would my epic life look like over the next 90 days? Show me how to be the queen that you've designed me to be. Give me the courage to keep saying yes, to keep saying yes to the up level, to keep saying yes to your guidance, to keep saying yes to getting out of my comfort zone, to keep saying yes to developing new habits, to keep saying yes to being the best version of myself, that ultimately I realize will be the greatest blessing in the lives of others. Thank you for making me uniquely me. Thank you for making every other person uniquely them. Thank you for restoring my faith that I'm meant for something more. Thank you for reminding me that who I am is enough. That who I am is perfect, and that I get to be a human. Awesome, flawed, character defects, fabulous personality. Thank you for reminding me that I get to be just human, not needing to be perfect to everyone and all things. And thank you for reminding me that other humans get to be that too. They don't have to be perfect. And yet, they're still amazing. They're still awesome. Thank you for restoring this vision of oneness with me, with others, with everything that we are individually and collectively meant for. I say yes to the epic life that's waiting for me. And so it is. All right, Queen. I hope that this has been a blessing in your life. It has been such a joy to share some of my humble beginnings with you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please take a screenshot and share it on Instagram and tag me at Gina DeVee. I'd love to hear what your biggest takeaways are. And also, please go and subscribe to the Divine Living Podcast. I want to make sure that you get all the new episodes that come out. I want to make sure that you get the super cool interviews that are coming up with the most amazing guests. And please, please, please do leave a review. I love a queen supporting queen vibe and mentality. So thank you so much for being here. And until next time. All right, gorgeous. I hope that this episode has been such a blessing in your life. And if you are looking to further elevate your life and discover the unapologetic art of dreaming big and manifesting your most fabulous life, get a copy of my book, The Audacity to Be Queen, today. It's filled with 20 page turning chapters. This book is designed to unlock your truest potential, reprogram your mindset, and have you living the life you've always imagined. You can get it at divineliving.com/book and dive into all things queen today.